It is Hidden Gems Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the MyFM Newsroom. A very special guest in the studio there right now is Rob from Vinyl Days in downtown Pembroke, probably one of the last known vinyl stores that we have here in the Ottawa Valley that we're known of, which is why it's called a hidden gem. So, Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about, how you got started with everything and, why you wanted to continue to offer something that some people thought might have been a quote unquote, dying breed.
Okay. Well, I guess I would start back in 1971, probably about the first time I listened to my first record and fell in love with music of all kinds, mainly the 70s because I'm a 70s boy. Then I went on to various things and ended up working as a child and youth counselor for 30 years. And as I say to a lot of my customers now, this is my therapy, working in the store. And when I left the Phoenix Center, I just fell into a bunch of records and I thought, here's an idea. And I talked it over with my wife, who didn't think it was a good idea. And on we went. And it has just grown from there, because vinyl actually has been coming back for about 15 years. And I'd say the last 10 and 5 in particular is just spectacular.
So obviously with Vinyl Days located in Bob's Music in downtown Pembroke, I see it's also recently renovated as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My store in particular or Bob's as well?
Yours is
okay,
particular.
Both have been renovated beautifully. Yes, I have renovated 1, 2, 3, 4 times now, always to expand to make more room because there's such a demand for both used vinyl as well as I am now getting in reissues and new stuff as well.
So kind of tell us a little about that process then. Obviously, you have to, order in things like, new records and stuff that you may not have or whatever, or if somebody's looking for a particular item. How does that process kind of go about?
Well, basically, people will ask for it. I do go on their leads sometimes and get in stuff that I don't even really know very well. Sierra, thank you very much for ordering the Ghost or Ghost. So there's a lot of metal, there's a lot of hard rock, there's new stuff, country, all kinds of stuff, all across the board.
Is it easy to get in touch with you to, make a request or maybe just kind of, find out what your store is all about?
Well, people can either get a hold of me on Facebook, through my email, or come into the store. That's the best way to do it.
And how did you get such a large collection to be able to kind of have it all in one spot? Or is that a bit of a deep question?
Wow. When I started, I probably had about 400 records in the shop. And right now, including all my extras and doubles and such, I'm probably up to around 10,000 now that I have in my inventory. It's just a major collection of a lot of people coming in who, unfortunately, don't have room anymore for their vinyl or giving it up. Which is great for the new people that are coming in to buy this stuff.
We are talking with Rob from Vinyl Days in downtown Pembroke as part of our Hidden Gems Day here on MyFM. Rob, do you find that there's a lot of, younger musicians kind of turning to more of the classic type music and stuff like that when they're learning, and then that's kind of like how they fall in love with, your store?
As in musicians themselves within bands?
Yeah, or just maybe in general.
Okay. Because there are definitely a lot of new artists that are coming into the scene now that I really can feel the sound from the 70s. As far as customers, my youngest customer, I think, is 10, and I have customers up into their 70s. So again, it's quite a genre stretch from various artists that they are choosing from.
Again, we've been talking with Rob from Vinyl Days in downtown Pembroke as part of our Hidden Gems Day. Rob, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck in all your future endeavors.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.